Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode. It's my seventh episode of the Ole Chapters podcast, and I'm your host, Olebogang Motsanana. Today's going to be a very special episode for me because I'm even nervous today to record this. You know, it's just overwhelming. So today we're going to focus on a very special topic. Basically, it's going to be more South African orientated and you know, just try and get the conversation going and just try and enlighten people or try and educate and get educated in the process. So as per our culture, we're going to start with something very exciting. What happened today in history? So the first one is in 1970, on the 19th of April, Captain James Cook first sighted the eastern coast of what is now Australia near Point Hicks in present-day Victoria. This event eventually led to the British colonization of Australia. The second one is, the Oklahoma City bombing occurred when a truck, bomb exploded outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The attack killed 168 people and injured hundreds more, making it one of the deadliest terrorist incidents in U.S. history at the time. And the third one is in 1943, on the 19th of April, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising began in Germany, occupied Poland. Jewish resistance fighters, led by the Jewish Combat Organization and the Jewish Military Union, revolted against Nazi forces who were deporting the remaining inhabitants of the Warsaw Ghetto to concentration camps. So yeah, those are facts about what happened today in history. Without wasting any time today, we're just going to get into it. Like I said, this is a very delicate and interesting educational episode today. You know, I'm even a bit nervous because people get touched when you talk about such things. But what can I say? I said I wanted to do this. I said I wanted to put my opinion out there. And yeah, remember to share, like, comment. Now we are also on, you can also catch us on iHeartRadio. You can catch us on podcast there. You can catch us on YouTube. Just type Ole Chapters on YouTube. We are also, it's iHeartRadio and also on Player FM. So you can catch us on four platforms now, which is Podbean, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and YouTube. So just type Ole Chapters, then my podcast will appear there. Then you can subscribe, comment, share with your friends, and share with everyone out there. Today's going to be a very interesting show. So the topic for today's episode is the power of your vote. You know, why the next South African elections matter. So we're gonna look at that and take it from there. So the power of your vote, why the next South African elections matter. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you again. Welcome to our podcast, where we delve into issues that shape our society and empower our listeners to make informed decisions. Today, we are talking about the upcoming South African elections and why your vote matters. You know, as South Africa prepares for another round of elections, it's essential to understand the significance of this democratic process. Voting is not just a civic duty. It's a powerful tool for shaping the future of our nation. This is why some people need to understand that their vote matters. If you do not vote, it simply means that you are giving those in power, you're giving them more power to make decisions on your behalf. You know, and at the end, you're going to complain about who's governing and when in actual fact, you did not even take part in the electoral process in selecting whoever you feel like resonates more with you, or whoever you think will do a better job at governing the country and so forth. So why is it important to vote? You know, firstly, voting gives you a voice in the decision-making process. You know, it allows you to choose leaders who will represent your interests and advocate for the issues that matter most to you. Hence, we say that when you vote, you're actually taking part in the decision-making process, because if you don't vote, someone might be in power who you do not agree with and who you do not resonate with, or who you do not feel like they are competent to run a country. But at the end of the day, you did not vote, you know. The second thing is, voting is a way to hold elected officials accountable. And what this means is that by participating in the electoral process, you send a message to politicians that you are watching and that you expect them to fulfill their promises and deliver on their commitments. Yeah, and I know when I say this, you might be saying, you know what, we've elected people, try to hold them accountable, try to get them to deliver on their commitments, and nothing changed. So what's the point of me voting? What's the point of me taking part in this facade, basically? And come to think of it, if you do not like who's in power right now, the only way to reverse that, or the only way to change that, is for you to go and vote for a different person who you think will do a better job than the one who's already in power. Because there's been a lot of scandals in South Africa. We all know them. I'm not going to delve into that. I'm just trying to cover why voting is important. I'm not going to delve into the corruptions, the violence, the crime, and everything that has been happening around us, you know. The third thing that you must understand is, voting is a means of affecting change. Whether it's addressing social inequalities, improving service delivery, or combating corruption, the ballot box is where you can make your voice heard and drive positive transformation in our society. It's basically exercising your right to vote is basically affecting change and putting people that you believe are competent in power. Not doing that simply means you agree with the status quo, you agree with what's happening, because you don't want to change it. If you want to change it, you will go and vote, you know. Now I'm going to try and delve into some questions that you, our listeners, can ponder as you prepare to cast your vote in the upcoming elections. You know, I just drafted a few important questions that I think when you're sitting alone, you can think about them, you can do research on them, or you can just sit there and answer them yourself before you go and vote, and so that you understand what you are voting for and how do you see the country going forward and how do you want it shaped. So the first question is, what are the key issues facing our country in which political party or candidate is best equipped to address them? You know, so the first is this: what are the key issues facing our country? Meaning that you must identify those issues that you believe are affecting you, because now you can only see from your corner what's affecting you. Then you need to identify those issues, and then you need to say, which political party or candidate is best equipped to address them? Then it means that this is going to help you make a decision of who you're going to vote for, who you're going to put in power. The second question would be, how do the policies and platforms of different political parties align with your values, beliefs, and aspirations for the future? So this is essentially what I was talking about, that you need to vote for someone that you believe will serve you, that you believe will cater to your needs and alleviate all your problems. So you need to check how do the policies and platforms of different political parties align with your values, beliefs, and aspirations for the future. The third one would be, what is the track record of incumbents and aspiring leaders in terms of governance, transparency, and accountability? You know, so you need to look at that as well. What is the track record of incumbents and aspiring leaders in terms of governance, transparency, and accountability? So you need to look at that, then decide. So the fourth one is, how can we ensure that marginalized communities and underrepresented groups have a voice in the political process? So you need to choose again, who's going to do that for you, you know? And lastly is, what role can citizens play in prompting voter education, civic engagement, and electoral integrity? So you see, it's not only about listening to a manifesto of a political party. It's also about you taking part and trying to educate as many people as possible about voting, the effects of the advantages of voting, the disadvantages, and everything surrounding the whole electoral process, basically, so that you get to a point whereby you know what, even if this person that I do not resonate with, this person who I do not like and I do not want to be associated with, is in power, but I did try my best to try and effect that change. These questions are not just food for thought, you know, they are a call to action. As citizens of South Africa, we have the power to shape our destiny and build a brighter future for generations to come. But this power lies dormant unless we exercise our right to vote. So I think this is very important, because we need to understand that if the power lies dormant unless we exercise our right to vote, it simply means that if we don't exercise our right to vote, then nothing will change. You know, we are comfortable with what's happening. We are comfortable with everything that is happening around us. We've got load shedding. We've got unemployment rate. We've got corruption. We've got violence at an alarming rate. So if you do not vote and effect that change, it simply means you are comfortable with whatever is happening, you know. So as the next South African elections draw near, let's remember the words of Nelson Mandela. He said something powerful. He said, the power of democracy lies in your hands. Use it wisely and let your voice be heard. I know there's a lot of people that resonate with Nelson Mandela, those who do not resonate with him and so forth. But I just wanted to use this quote that he used. Whether sometimes you like a person or you don't like them, but you can learn something from them at the end of the day. So he says, the power of democracy lies in your hands. Use it wisely and let your voice be heard. It's up to you what you do with that information. You have the power of democracy in your hands. And that's being able to walk from your home to go to a voting station and effecting that change. Let your voice be heard. That's all I'm going to say. We need to understand that change or Rome was not built in one day. You need to understand that voting is very important if we want to change the status quo, if we want to change all the problems that we're facing. And I know I'm one of the people that has been finding it difficult or finding it difficult to choose a party to vote for, because you would find that there's a party that you agree with like 5, 6, 7 things that they say, and you don't agree with the 3. And these are the questions that I'm asking myself as well. So I wanted to put it out there for people who might be having a difficult time, just like me, trying to figure out which party to vote for, because being in a situation whereby you've been abused for so long by a political party can make you question a lot of things. You know, a friend of mine was saying to me that, you know what, these people are all the same, because we've already seen what the ruling party is doing. So it simply means that even if we unseat them and put in a new party, they're going to do the same thing, because they are all politicians at the end of the day. But my answer to him was that, but we'll never know until we get to that point. We'll never know unless we effect that change. What if it's the opposite of what you're thinking? So it's very important to go out there and vote. It's very important to effect that change. It's very important to educate those who do not know the power they hold in their hands. You know, and this is something that we need to shout. This is something that we need to talk about even more, that we have the power in our hands. You know, the people shall govern. We shall govern, and we shall choose who's going to govern us, who's going to lead us, and who's going to cater to our needs based on whatever you think is good for you. Hence, it's a democracy. Everyone has a choice. Everyone has a choice to vote for whoever they want to vote for. But when you do so, you must ask yourself that those questions that I just outlined for you there. You know, the first one being, what are the key issues facing our country and which political party or candidate is best equipped to address them for you? How do the policies and platforms of different political parties align with your values, beliefs, and aspirations for the future? That is number two. And number three is, what is the track record of incumbents and aspiring leaders in terms of governance, transparency, and accountability? And the fourth one being, how can we ensure that marginalized communities and underrepresented groups have a voice in the political process? And the last one, number five, is what role can citizens play in prompting voter education, civic engagement, and electoral integrity? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just one of the episodes I wanted to air out there, because this is something that has been in the back of my head, thinking that, you know what, at some point I will have to go to a voting station, stand in front of a ballot paper, and effect that change and make that decision. And it's been a some sort of a conundrum, some sort of a hassle in my head. You know, with all the calamity that's happening in South Africa, it becomes difficult to actually get to a point of making a decision on which political party to vote for. But at the end of the day, we have to do it. You know, we have to ask ourselves these questions. We have to now go to voting stations and effect that change. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been one of those episodes. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Podbean. You can find us on Player FM. You can find us on iHeart. The title of the episode today is The Power of Your Vote: Why the Next South African Elections Matter. Remember to share, comment, and like. Please share across all your social media platforms so that we can reach our dream of having 10,000 subscribers by December. It's simple. Remember, you share with 10 people, they share with 10 people, and so on. And before we know it, we could even hit 20,000 subscribers. Let's just go out there, do the right thing, and share this with as many people as you like, so that we can go on the 29th of May and effect that change that we so desperately need to change the status quo in our country. And I'm your host, Olebogeng Motsanana. Thank you.